Okay, so this is the Finance Committee meeting of Pacifica National Board for July 14th, 2009. We have an open session, then a closed session following that. So the first thing we need to do is to have our secretary call the roll.
Okay.
That would be Mr. R. Palmer.
Oh. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Come in.
Rhonda Dixon. Brian Edwards Speaker. Sherry Gendelman. Campbell Johnson.
Here.
Alberto Luera.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Jamie Ross.
Here.
LaVarne Williams.
Oh, present.
Susan Young.
Present.
We have seven. That's quorum.
Okay, thank you, R. Paul. So I sent around a very brief preliminary agenda for what we need to talk about. This meeting was suggested when we realized we had further issues on our, after last week's meeting. So the agenda included, one, cash and related items, two, budget preparation, which should be brief, and three, a quick review of June income statement. Are there any revisions of that agenda?
I move to approve that agenda.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving this agenda? Okay. Hearing none, that agenda is approved. So now we're on to item one, cash and related issues. Okay, let's see. First, I should say, LaVarne, about the cash flow document that you gave us last time. Let me just open it here. I had a couple of questions on...
And I'm about to send you another one, but go ahead.
You have another one?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, Dave, I had it. I was attending to some WBI issues, so I will just send the new one here.
To all of us?
Don't mind. I'm sending it to National Finance. Yeah,
okay.
That's where
that could work.
It was sent. So
okay,
I don't have it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to send it to National Finance Committee. So it's coming right now. I'll just attach it to something else. Not attach it, but use it, forward it from another article. Okay, so I'm going to attach it now. But go ahead.
Okay, well, we kind of need the latest info. That would be better.
Okay. I go ahead with something else.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Can I just mention something?
Is it with regard to cash and related?
Well, I guess the ampersand issue, I think that's very important because I wasn't able to open either one of those other documents.
Okay, we'll try to fix the file name.
Okay, great.
So did you send that, LaVarne?
I'm sorry, I was listening to
Campbell. Got something from Susan and something from Jamie.
Okay, here we go.
Charlie?
Okay, well, anyway, while we're waiting for it, I guess I'll ask my questions.
Please.
So we had the rolling cash flow. And one question, does the new document address the issues that were pointed out with regard to KPFA?
I didn't get a chance. Maybe you can ask Brian if he got a chance to look at that or talk about that line that was in the donations, $134,000 in those 2 months?
For people don't know what we're talking about, on the cash flow document. Hi, did somebody join the call?
Yeah, this is Rhonda Dixon.
Oh, hi, Rhonda. This is Jamie. Welcome to the call. We're ongoing here.
Okay, thank you.
And I'm... looking at the cash flow. So that one was sent, LaVarne?
Here it goes right now. There's the version, and it has revised. You'll know it's the latest because it has revised 7/12/09.
Okay.
Okay,
the version, what I'm talking about on KPFA, I believe if you look online on row 9, the donations.
Is this from LaVarne?
Yeah, this is the cash flow we got last time.
Okay, I see income statement from you, Jamie.
Okay, good. This is something that starts BAI 2 consolidated 6 months rolling cash flow. But anyway, my questions are with regard to donations for the KPFA projection in August and September. The cash flow projects $135,000 or something like that for each of those months. Is that right?
$134,159.
Yeah, Brian seemed to think that was quite a bit too high. Though on the other hand, he said they just got a bequest or a donation of $70,000. LaVarne, do you know whether that is gone through, and is that actually a unrestricted type of a donation?
I haven't received anything from any. I haven't received anything about that. I mean, I can look through my mail to see if I can find something there, but I haven't received anything about about that.
Okay. The way Brian explained it to me. By the way, Brian can't be on the call because he has a conflict. He said it was actually something that was given in November and had not been approved until just recently.
Had not been approved. Yeah. Well, we need to talk about this. I don't understand any either. But
okay. If that is unrestricted, then that's $70,000 right there.
Right.
I guess his point was that the 134 and 156 were maybe overestimates by a good deal, so that would lower the total. Okay, but I just did get the new one, so I'm opening it now.
And I did not revise KPFA.
You didn't revise KPFA. Okay.
No.
Well, apparently that's
Jamie, could you forward that? Because I haven't gotten that yet.
Okay.
It went to National Finance. Are you, Kevin, are you in National Finance?
I had been, and I usually get it.
Wait, this is, this needs to be saved as a...
Is this going to be that new format for Microsoft?
Yeah, it needs to be saved as
a here we go, here
format.
We go. See, I have two versions of it, so I'll save it now as the 97 to 2003.
Okay.
Okay, let me see. Let me give it a different name so that it won't be...
Yeah, you can give it a much shorter name.
Well, you know, Efren needs something, so there's lots of stuff there, and when you're doing whole lots of spreadsheets, you need to be able to find it. Okay, I'll just do a cash flow, 6 months.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cash flow.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Today is the 14th.
There's a general question that I would just like to ask, and with the new cash flow, maybe it's different. But on the consolidated, the one that we received, I see the September 30th figure is supposed to be, you know, the balance across all Pacifica business concerns is 785,701. I went and looked at the individual sheets and tallied them up, and up with $221,219, $200,000 lower.
Yeah, there's an error, Susan, in the BAI sheet. If you look on the BAI sheet, the June...
Oh, there was an error.
Yeah, the one that we have in the hand at the moment. If you look on cell J130, that formula is not correct.
No, it's no. The one that I just sent is correct.
Right, but
because
I don't have it in a form that I can open. Do I?
Okay, here he goes. Okay.
So yes, that's right, Susan. We looked at that and figured it out that and that cell is incorrect.
Okay.
We need to add the month profit to the beginning balance, and that cell doesn't do it.
Well, the difference that I've got is closer to 200,000.
Right. You need to change the formula on J130 on the BAI sheet. That formula is in error.
Okay.
Okay, let me close the file.
Oh, you haven't sent it yet.
Well, no, I sent the one that was in the old format. I mean, in the latest format, I'm sending the one now. I have to close it. Okay, I'm sending the one now that's in the 2003 format.
I can usually pick up the latest, but I haven't gotten the email at all. Let me refresh my view.
Okay, I just sent it to National Finance Group at Yahoo. If you want me to send it to
I'll forward
oh, here it is.
Levon, if you send it to me.
I sent it again.
I've got confidential forward Heath Bequest, one attachment.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. So it's attached to that.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, that is a long name.
So the new one's been sent?
Yeah.
Okay. Just bouncing around somewhere out there on the internet.
Unknown file type.
Is that what you just sent, Jamie?
Pardon?
Did you just send that at 7:34?
No, that's a different thing.
Okay, I haven't received it yet.
No, it hasn't come. Well, why don't we work with the document we have then? LaVarne, does the new document do anything about with the deficit in the national office?
No,
we remember that.
Well, yeah, because it actually here. Let me pull it up again. Actually, it just a second. Let me just pull it up.
I can't open that.
Okay, I sent it in the new. I mean, in the old format also.
Yeah, this thing sent me over to Windows File Association.
Okay, right. Then old Excel can't read new Excel. But what do you plan to do with that deficit there? I mean, this is a large. We have a $347,000 deficit in the national office.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll have to look at ways to reduce that. And one of the major reasons are, like we know, is the we had gotten funds from and we haven't distributed them from the CPB, so we've basically used that, and we have to pay that out. So we'll have to look at ways to reduce the deficit. Which really happens if we have in the forecast to do the CPB remittances in July.
Oh,
so we'll
okay.
see how long it takes for that to get done.
Yeah, there's a big step down there. Okay.
Yeah, that's where it hits. And then we have to look at what we'll have to basically the plan is to in terms of BAI is that, you know, the cash flow forecast is somewhat improved, and so we have to look at what opportunity each one of us will have in our fund drives, and we just have to ask that at some point either we just try to have each one do as good a job as they can in terms of raising the funds in a fund drive.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah. Okay, Susan?
I would just like to voice an objection. I think everybody, at least on our side, is working as hard as they know how regarding fund drives. And having fund drives do a better job is not the only answer to every problem that we have at the national office and with our cash.
Okay, I need to jump in here.
Please, because went through the whole thing, is that this was in the plan, that we've actually done much better than the plan, and that we still have to, and that our model for success has always been fund drives. So if that's, you know, if we want to go to another model, which is kind of like the WBAA model, where you end up, you know, owing money and then have no means of recouping it on a timely basis, this is where we've actually developed our problems.
Part of the problem BAI is it has too many fund drive days.
No, the problem with BAI is that they have not had successful fund drives at all. Over the first successful one they had was in May. Up until then, they were all unsuccessful in terms of meeting their goals. And that's the problem with BAI, is that they just haven't raised the funds. And then when they did raise the funds, they didn't send out premiums on a timely basis, so therefore they became a loop where you don't raise funds, you don't send out premiums, and then you raise less money. So it was just basically...
I have to jump. jump in here. I'm sorry, Love Arn. I got the new email with the correctly formatted document. I still can't open it. Could I please ask you to send it to my personal email? I will
rename
it and send it to the group.
Jamie?
Okay.
Yes. Jamie, go up to the website and look in messages and go to it. That's how I got it.
And you opened it?
As far as I can tell, I'm looking at it. It's
which website did you go to?
Hold on, Campbell. Arpal, keep
it's
going.
It's Consol 6-Mo Cash Flow Rev 714.
And you managed to open it?
Yeah, I just downloaded it and clicked on it.
Okay, all right. I'll try it now.
I have it sent at 21.5, so this should be it.
All right. I'm sorry, LaVon. Let me give this a go. Okay.
The message subject is the final message that's up there. It's cash flow. It's from LaVon.
Which website did you go to?
This
here,
is
I'm gonna send it to you, Campbell. It's the NatFinance.com group. Okay,
okay.
I did manage to open it. Okay, fantastic. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, so we were having a discussion. Now, I can email this to the group. I will email this to the group while we keep having our discussion. We are having a discussion of how to cover the...
I'm not really... Go ahead. I wasn't really prepared to discuss how we were going to cover that shortfall. I think I'd prepared to discuss another subject. But in terms of how we will actually cover the shortfall... And it depends a lot on when we actually have to send out the CPP grants for those who have not completed the assignment that was given them to show evidence of written evidence of their CPP, of fulfilling their CPP requirements.
I see.
Mr. Chair and LaVon, I've got just an informational question, and I don't have the new chart in hand. And
oh,
I'm
I just
sure
sent it
that
to you
I'm
personally.
Just not looking at these in the right places. But what I see as the CPB amounts remitted on the national office where it's paying out,
yeah.
The amounts that I see being received on the revenue side at the stations do not seem to be the same. And I just wonder what mistake I'm making.
Well, I'm looking at the consolidated. Okay, let's look at line 156, consolidated. K156. That number there is 314002. So if we look at the national office and we look at K, column K, line 112, the number is 314002.
Okay.
What line is this consolidated?
The consolidated line is K. 156. The national office line is K112. Both of them are $314,002, $314,002.
Okay. I'm looking at under October, which is N. Okay.
I think you have to look at that's. You're looking in October, so that.
Well, I'm looking at
remittances for CAB, and then we have another line. I think there's an FS Orion line someplace. Let me look at consolidated. Yeah, that line is still the same too. 156, column N, consolidated line 156 is $539,386. So if we look at national office. Line column N, line 112, that number is 539,386.
Exactly. So let's take one of those, which is KPFA, 133,382.
Can I interrupt for 1 minute?
Yes,
I haven't received any spreadsheets. Okay. Is
this
what we're talking about?
Sent it. Grace, I resent it to you.
Okay. I'm not getting it yet, though.
All right, I'll
send it
to your personal address.
I'm sending it right here to your personal address. I'm sending it right now.
Yeah, don't send it to the Civica address.
I know.
I can't get that
easily. I send it to your personal. Yeah. So I sent it to Jamie, I sent it to Susan, I sent it to, has everyone else gotten it, and I sent it to Grace.
What about to Rhonda? Rhonda, are you, can you?
Okay. Yeah, I was able to open it.
LaVon, this is the 9:03 p.m. that you sent, the second one?
Yes.
And that's the easier to open version?
I don't know. You have to tell me.
Yes. I just sent another email, Campbell, with the same file with a shorter name that might work better.
There's no attachment noted. There's just a name of a file, but there's no... Is this a web link here?
All right. I'll send it to your personal address.
Yahoo is tending to take the things and deal with it differently from the way they used to. Now they take attachments and they store it somewhere on one of their servers and give you a link in the email.
Okay, I see.
I see the attachment. That's why I was suggesting going to the website. Cause it's
no, I clicked on the attachment. Let's see if it comes up. This is confusing. It says unauthorized.
I'm sending it to you again, Grace.
Okay.
I'm sorry, LaVon, let me just, I'm still working with the old sheet. I don't have the new one, but I think it still will at least point me to where the right place is. So if you see on National Office the remittances in November, in October, KPFA is 133,382.
Okay.
Is it, you see that on the same sheet I do?
Yeah, I'm looking at, well, I'm looking at, which one are you looking at, the National Office or Consolidated?
I'm look. That's a good question. I was looking at National Office.
Okay, well, yeah, that's the same number on Consolidated. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Then if I look under KPFA and I look to find the grant income, CPB, it's a different amount. So I just wonder if I'm looking
at the line. Tell me the line that you're looking at before I so I can find
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I'm looking at N13.
Which sheet is this?
This
is on KPFA.
KPFA.
I'm trying to do is to figure out where in KPFA that remittance shows.
Because I think that's either FSRN. It should be FSRN. Should be the difference there between the 180 and 133. Let's see if we can find FSRN. Where do we find it?
There
you go. There you go. You look at.
I see.
Yeah, I think. Well, that's part of it. I'm trying to get a calculator out. That's 94.30 for essential service fees for PRA on. And then where is no, that's PRA. But, I mean, where's FSRN? Did you find FSRN? Oh, there it is. 47133.
Mm-hmm.
Line column N line 90. For KPFA, and then column in line 185.15. That should give you. Let me get my calculator.
Goodness.
Great. That sounds like it. That's
all right.
Here.
Thank you. Noticed. Yeah, it should be. It should. Everything should add up except for we didn't have a column in that one for BAI.
And I went back and I saw all of the payments and the fees to National Office and they all tied.
Oh, very good. You know, this is the first time that we, you know, Evan has put a lot of work into this, and this is the first time we've tried to do, like, you know, the rolling past September. So, and we're trying to do another 6 months. So, you know, if you see anything that looks out of line, please let us know.
That's why I brought up. I like to do just a quick foot, you know, and that's why I saw the difference between the 500,000 and 780.
Right, and that's really needed because, I mean, in any finance group, when you initially have a document, you know, sometimes some of the columns just do not add up, or sometimes someone makes a mistake and wipes something out. So, you know, you have to be real careful with that.
Yeah,
but
I have a notation on mine. When I click on N13 KPFA,
right.
It jumps out at you.
It gives you the whole thing of 185.15 with 47 plus going to FSRN.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, Efren does a really good job there, giving the notes in there.
Okay.
And for July, it was also...
Before paying the, you know, I hadn't even read it, but I knew it. Before paying the $47,133 FSRN. So, yeah, you have to click on the cell itself. He has lots of other explanations in here, too, because unless you go through this and try to do one yourself, you don't know that they're there, because I went through and I did some of the BAI corrections, so I know that some of those explanations are there on a number of cells. So it's, like, really, really, really good.
So your
question about what I plan to do, I'm sorry, I'll have something for you written on that. I just wasn't planning to tell you how I plan to do that, other than the fact that, you know, that I think that we should stay with the business model that we currently have through fundraising, and that this is also based on the fact that all of the stations that have funds that will meet their there's the CAB cap reporting requirements, but even then, we still need to address the fact that, as I think Alberto had said the last time, that, you know, this was in the plan. We've actually done a lot better than what we expected. So, you know, I need to know, in terms of, you know, what was the plan last September, October, when it was put together, what was the plan in order to fix this? And then I can, like, give a good analysis of whether that plan will be successful, or whether it's just, like, left out as an outstanding exposure, which, you know, looks like which would look like some type of need for funding. For funding, either through using the current business model of fundraising, or through an increase in the debt to the foundation.
Okay, LaVarn, and so you're saying you don't have a specific plan to deal with this, to present to us right tonight to deal with it.
Well, what I need to know is I need to have a plan to see what was the original plan for dealing with this.
The original plan was to borrow $1 million from a bank.
I didn't know that. Okay, so the plan was to borrow $1 million to fund the national office?
The $1 million was to fund the expected cash shortfall. What the CDFI documents were that you may have found and that I forwarded to you, and I understand, though I wasn't here at the time, and this may be wrong, that the Wells Fargo banker actually referred Pacifica to the CDFI institution because they work with community organizations, organizations that, you know, qualify under EEO or whatever.
When did they do that?
Well, it's a...
When did they do this? Okay, go ahead.
LaVarn, I can, as a chair, I'll jump in here. I'm sure you're aware that Pacifica was seeking a large loan backed by KPFK's property.
No, I really didn't know that. I really don't have the detail on that. I really don't.
Well, that was the
I really
the
didn't.
Plan.
I wasn't, you know, I wasn't involved at the time. I was away from the board and everything.
I understand. Well, so now you'll know. The plan...
Okay, good.
The plan... which was not bought into by everybody. I didn't support it. But the plan, as such as it was that we would take out this line of credit from Wells Fargo, and then that would be repaid by this real estate loan. Fortunately, as far as from my perspective, but unfortunately for the sake of the deficit, the national office, the board did not approve the real estate loan, which left us with this deficit in the national office.
Yeah.
As Alberto pointed out last time, was predicted and expected if no other source of income came in.
Mr. Chairman?
I'll get to you guys. So I hear Alberto and...
Let me add...
I'm not finished talking.
Sorry.
I'll call on people when I'm done. So this was the plan, as best as I understand it, that was put together by management last year to deal with predictable shortfalls this year. Now, as we know, this plan was not effectuated because we did not take that loan, but it still leaves us with this shortfall in the national office shown on the income statement. So we do need a plan to deal with that. I mean, there's a number of ways you could go about it. Part of the plan could be to take money from stations' accounts that have cash, you know. So anyway, is that more information than you had before?
That's totally new information for me, because as I said, I came back in this to the foundation because I'd been away. I did not run for election in the last board, so I'd been away, you know, for over a year. So no, I didn't. I had not kept up with that. So
okay. Well, that's the story with
that. Was
with
the plan?
That.
Okay.
That
okay.
Was the plan,
well, then I'll have to.
Such as it was. I mean, it wasn't. I didn't think it was a good plan, but that was
okay.
the plan.
Because that hasn't been my conversation with Wells Fargo. I mean, although I've looked at the shortfall, and I looked at the and I knew we were holding the funds from for the cab requirements, and that, you know, we wouldn't have the real big problem until next year. But if we didn't pay it back until, or we paid it back at the end of September. But anyway, I will take that into consideration, and I will talk with Junie again about the additional funds for shortfall, and or to propose the other idea, which is, again, is I think we should continue to fill out to follow the business model of fund drives.
I understand that, your point of view. One quick question, then I'll get to Campo and Alberto, who wanted to be on the stack, which is that. Well, actually, I'm not going to ask that question. I'm going to go to Campbell and then to Alberto. Campbell?
Okay. This CDFI loan, this Community Development Financing Institution, and it is something that's particularly for it came out of the Community Reinvestment Act, which was designed to counter redlining. And so this was a loan that we could have adjusted our repayment schedule as our cash flow needs dictated. And I think the thing that really frightened a lot of people is that if we were repaying a very small amount, what that would do would be to leave a small, amount, a balloon payment that would be due. Of course, many organizations refinance balloon payments. That's not a rocket science proposition. And I think, though, that it would have given us a lot of flexibility, plus which the $1 million not only would have paid off all debts and given us operating capital, but it would have additionally provided some funding for additional programming and other enhancements that we might need to be able to do our business better. And so it lost in the Finance Committee by one vote, and I don't know what happened with regard to the vote at the PNB, but it just lost by one vote.
Okay, thank you, Campbell. Next on the stack is Alberto.
One point and then another point very quickly. One of the discussions that we had, Laverne, on the shortcomings of the National Office budget for this coming year was that in the mix of figuring out what was coming down the pike this year, part of the money that you guys should have been getting, were that the National Office should be getting, it comes from the Central Services portion of those stations that are not currently providing central services. And we were planning last year that both radio stations that were having problems paying their central services would have gotten to that point now where they were contributing to the expenses of the National Office by paying their portion of the central services.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And the other thing that I have to add is, is the National Office putting out a mail drop anytime soon? First part.
Yes.
Second part, it is my understanding that there's people out, that there's staff out there that might be writing some kind of a proposal to a foundation here or a foundation there that might help the National Office with some needed funds. And if there is somebody out there, are we moving forward on that one?
Well, I can answer the first part, is that right, that you're that well, just in terms of the central services, which is again the current business model, we would get the funding through central services through listener support. But, you know, I might add that those two stations, which were both K and BAI, that K actually was able to pay back, but if you look at the cash flow, they'll have problems over September and I think August. But Kay was able to pay back over like $800,000 this year in the outstanding central services because Kay basically had new management that come in, reinvigorated the station. But BAI remained in the same state it was in until the changes were made by Grace Aaron in May of this year. And that in May of this year, we were able to have a successful fund drive, changed the way the fund drives were written, where we're done, you know, brought in new manager of Tony Bates of the fund drive. We're able to try to put in place some other things, efforts to actually get the money into the bank accounts. And I recently hired a person to do the WBI finances here in Berkeley because the cuts that were made back in November, it just seemed to, like, take away all of the support for the infrastructure for BAI, but there was no change at the top in terms of making the fund drives any more successful than they had been. So from November, the October fund drive and September and October fund drive was a bust. Fund premiums were not sent out on a prompt basis, or some may say not sent out at all, except for a few programs. And then the January fund drive was a bust. Well, they carried it over, but it still wasn't successful enough to carry the station. And I'm sorry, but the first successful fund drive where we've actually been able to make a dent, because you know, also BAI not only did they not pay central services, they had not paid the rent in 4 months. So until there was a change made at BAI, you know, there was no way that this plan could be successful of getting it from central services. Only at K, where there is new management, there is new effort there, and that's why it's successful this year. But BAI, you know, there was no change at the top at BAI. They continue to, like, have fund drives get worse and worse than before. So now only at this point, which is like, you know, three-fourths of the year has passed, has there been any change at BAI to look at, you know, perhaps getting central services through successful fund drives. So that's the position that we were in. There was no plan to make those things happen except that at K, where there was a change in management.
Right.
And the other issue as far as grants and foundations, perhaps Grace can talk about that. Because we do have a national development director.
Sure.
Okay.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm wondering if we're moving along with getting some requests in to get some money from foundations or somebody like that.
Stimulus package.
Oh, and let me just say, yeah, we do plan to do the. I have it in the cash flow. We do plan to do a mail drop, and we're working on that. You know, all together here. Sorry.
Okay, Grace, were you going to make a comment about the receipt grant? Alberto asked a question about a grant.
Okay.
which LaVon referred to you.
I passed the ball, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, nope.
I don't know what you're talking about in terms of grants. I think that Susan was talking about that.
No, it's a question for Alberto was asking, there was talk of seeking more grants now with a national development director. Has anything...
Has Tony Riddle been working on anything? And I thought that...
He has, but you know, grants take, you know, first you have to write the grant application. When it's government grants, they take a long time to actually, till you get actual money. So there's nothing in the pipeline. I mean, by the time, if you're approved... The process takes like at least 3 to 6 months, and then you know it's not something that happens quickly, and there's no way to be sure that anything's going to happen in the short run.
That's been my experience also working on grants.
Okay, thank you, Grace.
And this is LaVorne. I can say that from BAI that we do have any potential in terms of getting. Well, basically, in terms of endowment, so, you know, in terms of how it will actually help. But any funding that comes into BAI will certainly help BAI to send money to the national office for the $1 million that they have in arrears for debt. And like I said, you know, basically, BAI is like a failure model. It's like riddled with debt, $1 million to the national office, And if we start like continuing on the route of borrowing, that, you know, we will definitely, you know, get the whole foundation in definitely in trouble. So,
okay,
you know.
LaVon, I have a question for you. You pointed out that KPFK has paid back how much?
I think about eight. Let me. I don't. I have to look at the numbers here. Let me pull it up. It's at least 800,000. I think
that
they were.
That's this year and last year, or that this year is on top of that.
On top of that, let me just look at the numbers here. I'll put
Jamie,
it in something like that.
Wait,
yeah.
hold on. I hear you, Campbell, but I'd like to have this situation addressed.
Okay.
I don't understand how that can be true.
Well, it can be true because they've had successful fund drives.
So why are we $600,000 in arrears in the national office?
Campbell or Alberto, I'll get to you. I'm trying to work on this point.
I'd like to be on the stack.
I don't understand this because the budget that was passed last year when you weren't here called for a deficit at the end of September in the national office of $483,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you apparently, and this called for no extra payments from KPFK, and it actually called for KPFK not to make their full payment.
Oh, really?
Well,
Let me just look at it here.
That was the expectation, that we shouldn't plan on KPFK being able to make central services, because they hadn't.
Okay.
I mean, it's good that they have, but now it's reported. It's not only reported from you, it's been reported elsewhere that KPFK has made a lot of extra payments.
Yeah.
And then we still have a cash deficit of $370,000 at the end
of the year.
Well,
I don't think how much did we plan for WBAI to, did we pay, plan for WBAI to continue to be in debt? And
we have planned, the budget that we passed, that was passed last year, planned for no central services from BAI whatsoever.
Oh, but that's not the one where we talked about with Tony, where there was a hole in the budget where there was
central
services.
This is the national office budget, LaVon. The national office budget expected no central services from BAI and only half from KPFK. It didn't expect any extra, and it came up with an end-of-the-year deficit of $483,000.
No, but I have, Jamie, I'll just find it here. The one I have does show, because that was the hole in the budget between what was in the National Office for Central Services for BAI and what was believed to be the budget for Central Services for BAI. And that's why the National Office actually adjusted their budget for that so-called hole in the budget where the Central Services were cut, were slashed due to the cost of the severance package from BAI. So that's the budget that...
This is the budget I got. I believe you or somebody from your office sent this to me as the approved budget, and it shows only half central services from KPFK, no central services from BAI, and it shows a deficit at the end of the year of $483,000. Now, what I don't understand, if we've gotten all this money from KPFK, why is there still a deficit in the national office?
Because I told you the budget that I have and that I've looked at showed the... I'm trying to pull it up right now. Not pull it up. I have a hard copy of the National Office Central Services because there was a whole issue of this hole in the budget for WBAI as far as Central Services. And Riddle's position was that he was given relief on Central Services because he had to pay for the severance, and that was the difference between what was in the National Office for BAI and what BAI had in their budget. I'm trying to find it here.
Yeah,
well, I guess it still doesn't add up to me if KPFK paid $800,000 extra.
Well, I'm trying to find the numbers so that I can actually see it versus because my understanding was different, and I know we went over this argument over and over again as far as Tony Riddle explaining and someone else explaining a hole in the budget.
Jamie?
Well, the point. Well, I don't want to get into last year's budget. I mean, I don't know if there's anything, if that's going to be a productive discussion. But what I'm trying to say is, I don't understand how there could be $800,000 from KPFK extra on top of, you know, what they owe this year, which is like probably $300,000 or so.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like
KPFK. We'll have to pull up the numbers because my recalling what the issue was with the national office budget and BAI are two different things, and what I recall was that it was that the that was the difference between the two budgets, and that there was a budget for central services from BAI, and also, and then from K. I'm trying to find K right here. I do have the budget here because actually I have a package. Okay, it's not here. This is what happens when you're traveling all the time, because you can't keep your things in binders, because you have to, your binders are not, can't go through, are a little heavy, too bulky, can't go through. Okay, can we move to something else, and then we can talk about recovery.
I'd like to be on the stack.
Well, let's see, I heard Alberto and then Grace.
It was Campbell,
trying to get
not
on
me.
There too.
It was Campbell, not me.
Okay, well then Grace and then Campbell.
Okay. Now, there seem to be many misconceptions about the loan last year. We don't have to go into them, but through no fault of his own, I believe that Campbell gave some misinformation about the loan. The loan, I just sent some of you the two loan documents, or two of the loan documents. One is the approval. The loan amount was $1 million. The interest rate was 7.5% fixed, which is not that great. And then there are conditions to the loan. The first condition from this lender is, Clearinghouse CDFI requires the board of directors to indicate in writing how they will address litigation and lack of cash flow issues. Now, that number one means basically that we have to come up with a strategic plan before this loan could ever be considered to be acceptable to the lender. The second thing is, borrower to provide cash flow projections on a quarterly basis. The third thing is, borrower to provide audited quarterly financials, which would increase the amount we have to pay for auditors. Four, satisfactory appraisal with loan to value to be no more than 50%, which is a very poor loan. On a real estate loan, for the loan to value, for the interest rate to be this high, 7.5%, and the loan to value to be no more than 50% is to the benefit of the lender, not to the benefit of the person who's
borrower.
Doing the borrowing. Now, five is Clearinghouse CDFI staff to conduct satisfactory site visit and examination of operations. Anyway, there's also another letter with more details about the loan, which I also emailed to you as an attachment. And it obligates us to spend the money in particular ways. It says, the first chart indicates that the foundation will utilize $700,000 of the $1 million loan to retire debt. $300,000 is owed to Wells Fargo Bank, and that debt would be retired. $200,000 is owed for costs associated with one of our major program acquisitions, Democracy Now! The remaining $200,000 would be used to retire accounts payable debt, including severance and legal debt. So this would give us basically zero operating funds, because we have debt, which we have on payment plans, legal debt, which I believe we have on payment plans, that we would have to pay immediately. So that's one thing. Then it says the remaining $300,000 would be used in the following way. $150,000 would be invested in new program acquisition. This is a part of a plan to increase listenership. $50,000 will be invested in expanding our national mailing campaign, which has been productive for us. $100,000 would be earmarked for new audience development, which would offset costs for consulting, new surveys of our audience, and outreach to enlarge our share of local radio markets. And these stipulations are in the loan agreement. We would have to agree to them. We couldn't spend the money differently. And the loan could be called. What that means is, if our cash flow projections don't look good, if we're not paying back in a timely basis, if we're not spending the money in the ways that are stipulated in this document, the bank can call the loan, which is basically pay up the full amount borrowed or we seize your property. This is not a great loan in my estimation. It doesn't give us operating cash to work on. Just read the loan document. It's a very poor loan, even at best. Even if we could spend the $400,000 in any way we wanted to, it would only give us $400,000. $300,000 is earmarked for...
Okay, Grace, you've made
But anyway, I sent you the documents. You got my point?
You know, Grace, I have to step in here. We're not discussing getting a loan at this point. We can discuss that.
Well, I just wanted to straighten out some misinformation.
Actually,
a million-dollar loan doesn't give us a $1 million of operating
buffer.
Okay,
that's a good point to remember. But the topic of this agenda item is our cash position, which is poor, and figuring out what we're going to do about it. It's good to remember that a loan is not any kind of a panacea and may not even be possible. But, you know, we keep discussing this loan proposal from last year, and, you know, obviously there's disagreement on the committee.
Okay.
At some point, we're going to have to come to terms with the fact that we don't have, we may not have enough cash to meet our obligations. What are we going to do? So my understanding, what I've heard the CFO say this evening is that
Jamie, am I going to get on the stack?
Just hold on a second. What I understand from the CFO said the CFC does not have, is not prepared to discuss this issue tonight. So I would like to ask LeVar, before we get off this topic, when will you have a plan? I mean, when? What would be a good time to discuss that? Okay, now I'll go to Campbell, and I'll wait for an answer from LeVar later. And please, folks, if
Can I answer now before Campbell goes on?
Okay, you could answer now, but please, what I'd like to ask people is not to spend too much time rehashing last year's loan. Okay.
I will be prepared once I talk to the Wells Fargo bank again in terms of because I didn't really talk to him for anything beyond the $300,000, like I said.
So once I
talk to Wells Fargo again, in terms of alternatives, I can talk to you about that. Because right now my plan, which you know I've said many times, is to stick with the current business model, but actually put a plan in place to increase listener support.
And you're going to increase listener support by $300,000 by the end of September?
I didn't say that. I said that will be the plan to correct any shortfalls in the national office. But in terms of the plan, in terms of the shortfall by September, yeah, I have to talk to a Wells Fargo banker to see what my options are.
Okay.
One of the proposals I've made is to add 2 days to either the September fund drive and or, you know, people who begin their fund drives in September, maybe add a day before in order to retire the debt and to make the national office whole, because the original plan you were saying was to have a deficit in the national office however there wasn't a plan in terms of making any increases in listener support, particularly BAI, which has consistently had the problem with not making listener support targets.
Right. Well, that's good. I mean, that is the essence of a plan right there. You
oh, absolutely.
Increase,
thank you.
You are opposed to increase listener support by perhaps adding days of fundraising. You know,
either before or after.
Another option to consider is to take money from station accounts if necessary.
Okay, that's plan B. Right.
You know,
okay,
I don't know.
Very good.
These are and plan C would be somehow to get another loan, which I don't think is reasonable by September or so. But it is something that people like to think about.
Well, actually, you know, the plan on the line of credit could go along with that too, because you know, like I said again, the plan would be either to increase the number of days, like by 1 to 2 days, to take care of the line of credit, so you can actually reduce it, or you can actually maintain the line of credit. And the other alternative, I think we had sent around briefly, was that in the discussion with the our attorney, that we could actually borrow from our own restricted account, because we have entered exigent circumstances, and particularly the major reason for this is the BAI situation, where we are in arrears of $1 million, and that the station received like an eviction notice like on March the 30th.
Right, right. We understand that, LaVon. But that would be the reason. I have to say, you know, you've repeated BAI's exigencies and circumstances several times, and I do understand that. I believe the committee understands this. But what we need is a workable plan that the committee's comfortable with to deal with this deficit. And, you know, you've made some proposals which are good.
I've made those before. I mean, they're not new, Jamie. I've made those plans. I've offered that before. So, I mean, you're asking for a detailed plan. You know, yeah, we can provide that. But, you know, I don't need to be scolded by the fact that I don't have this plan for you to review to take care of the BAB, of the National Office shortfall. In addition, I was not aware in terms of what the promises were made until Alberto made them clear about about the original plan for this shortfall of $400,000. And there was no plan in place by the Finance Committee at the time to reduce this deficit or to do anything with it, except maybe at KPFK, where we got into another dispute about how much they've actually paid back in terms of their central services and how much they continue to owe. But the point is that I've said many times, we follow the current business level, business plan, which is through fundraising, and by NFBAI, there are plans in place showing through the, I hate to repeat BAI stuff, but we did, Grace Aaron put the plan in place in terms of putting the people in place to make BAI have a successful fund drive. And unless there's a plan in place to make that happen, it's not going to happen. And I think that there's some works in terms of at KPFT where there are some plans in place in terms of programming that perhaps will result in more successful fundraisers. So, again, that's the plan.
I don't mean to scold you. I don't want to come off as scolding, but...
Well, you know,
you know
I didn't even know the details.
We need to... Well, you're the CFO.
I can't absorb stuff. I have to be told this or sent this.
Right, I understand. So basically, you're proposing that we deal with the short. Well, how would this work then?
Well, you would add one or two days to the summer fund drive. The people who are having fund drives that begin in September, that we add a day in front of, one alternative in terms of adding the days either before or the day before that or the day before the fund drive starts is to say that the funds raised will be to retire the debt. So we won't go into the central services, the national office is only getting 19.5%, but that those 2 days or one day of fundraising would be to retire the debt, which is to fund and to perhaps retire future debt at the national office. That, you know, that the plan that was put in place, the budget that was put in place due to the economic circumstances, due to the fact that there were really no plans put in place to make it successful, that, you know, and that we are, and that this board has come in and there are people, there are plans put in place and people who are available to help invigorate the stations in terms of their on-air fundraising. And I can just tell you that, you know, a number of stations have asked that the WBAI interim program director be allowed to help them actually produce their fund drives. So I think that there is a plan that can help to make these fund drives and produce the listener support needed to fund the national office. But without there being a plan in place and there just being talk about it, then this is what happens, that, you know, what was expected is it's only happening now, but, you know, and not as bad because, okay.
So then your idea, such as, you know, perhaps this isn't fully fleshed out, that's okay, but the basic idea is that there be extra days of fundraising and that money go directly. That's not money that goes into the station coffers and gets tithed at 20%. That goes directly to the national office. Because doing some quick math, if we're going to get $347,000 in central services, we need to get 1.7 million in listener support, right?
Well, that's what I said. Right, exactly. That's only 19.5%. So the idea, or the other alternative, which you said, would be where stations who have cash reserves, I mean, that these cash reserves be used to, but be used to fund the
overhead at National.
Well, the shortfall was part of the plan. You're right. There was no plan to fund that.
Right, you're correct. There was no plan to fund that. Well, the plan was to borrow money, but it wasn't a good plan. So that was a plan, such as it would. Okay,
so either borrow or raise funds or borrow from ourselves.
Okay. All right, well, I guess, you know, I mean, my concern, my obsession with planning is, you know, if we don't plan, events are going to happen and we're just going to do stuff, which might not be the worst thing in the world, but there might be a right way, a good way, and a bad way to do these things. So now that we know that...
Oh, it's always good to have a plan. It's just that I didn't know that I was expected to. Other than what I've said ever since I took the job is that, you know, we have a business model, and that model is to raise funds over the year. The other alternative in borrowing, I don't think is not financially sound. It's not a conservative approach to not-for-profit financial structures.
Especially when we will not be able to pay the monthly service charge on the
loan
back.
Thank you. Absolutely. And the only way to do that is to plan to do things differently.
And
I think that BAI has been a success.
Jamie?
Okay, so, all right. I've
been about 20 minutes now.
Well, this is an important issue. You know, what we're going to do about this is an important issue to get square on. So as best as possible, you know, the more details we can get about how we plan, you know, the nuts and bolts of who's going to do what days when to pay for this, you know, that would be helpful for us to
know. Oh, okay.
I heard Campbell's voice.
Yeah, it's been quite a time.
Say
so
it.
Hope you don't mind, you know, a couple of other points being covered. The first point that I wanted to make is that in regard to soliciting funds, this would be pertaining to the last thing that was addressed. One of our local public nonprofits solicits funds before the drive, mm-hmm. and with the situation that they will cut down a day of the drive if they achieve a certain amount of money. I don't think that we've tried that. I know we haven't tried at WPFW. I don't know if it's been tried elsewhere around the network, but this is something I think that, you know, people can encourage people that, you know, the programs that you love to hear, you know, you'll get them more if you can just, and this isn't done as a drive, but it's done maybe just one time during during an hour that this would be mentioned, and people can call in their you know, their donations, and if you reach a certain amount, then what you can do is to eliminate a day of the drive. Now, the elimination could be the elimination of the extra day or 2 days of the drive that would be necessitated in trying to deal with central services. The second thing is that at WPFW, we've been having a number of charges coming back to central services, and what I'd like to do would be to get a some kind of description or definition of what kinds of costs, this doesn't have to be right now, but what kinds of costs are being covered by central services and what changes there have been in the policy in recent months. Additionally, I think that it's important to note that when the CDFI loan came about, the restrictions that Grace was talking about resulted from the plans that we had given them. They asked us, what would we do with the money? And this was what we indicated. We indicated a variety of things, and this is when they came back and said, okay, well, then that's what you'll have the money to deal with. And so it wasn't as though they had come out of the blue sky and given us these onerous restrictions or anything like that. And the amounts that would be repaid were flexible. And, you know, it was a flexible amount of payment. I don't know if everybody recalls that, but it's not as was described by Grace. I have the documents in regard to that. I received those from the CFO. And so those are the couple of points that I wanted to make, and particularly I don't want it to be forgotten about what's being covered by the central services payments. From WPFW's perspective, it's been changing. Thank you very much.